I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, boy.
Here we go, hour number three. So I had a lengthy conversation with Andy Mannix on what's going on with the Minneapolis Police. Human Rights Division. Quoting Andy again, scathing account on racially profiling individuals, these fake social media accounts. Jacob Fry, repugnant, he says, about the accounts. Not in the report. He's horrified by the accounts. So now the city wants details. They want the documents. They want the facts. And the Human Rights Division basically says, Adam Carter, we'll get back to you. That they have, it's a policy. Just reading from the Mannix story. Unlike law enforcement agencies, the Human Rights Department operates under special data laws that gives the commission discretion over what records are made available to the public. How about to the city? And by the way, it is sunlight and people knowing about this. When we talked to Mannix, finally, the Human Rights Division got back to us and said, Commissioner Lucero is unavailable. And just picking up on what Mannix said at the end, too. Adam, when we talked about it, we spent a lot of time on it that day when it came out. And among the folks who responded to us were a lot of people saying, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's more of the anti-cop persona, it's the liberal agenda, it's impossible to be a police officer, and I want proof. The city should get proof, the public should get proof, and there is something fundamentally wrong with this to me, Carter. When you can make these, in court, if somebody makes these damning accusations against you, you're going to have access to all the information. This is destroying the Minneapolis Police Department. Not every single one, but through administration after administration saying targeting blacks and fake accounts and this and that. And then when the city's trying to look at it, we won't give you the info. How is this possibly right? How is this not just unbelievably arrogant and a flawed system from the Human Rights Department?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will say this. I mean, out of that report, I think what stood out to a lot of us in the newsroom, and maybe you and many of our listeners, is that was that specific detail about these covert, you know, these social media accounts kind of being used for no police purpose. And
yes, for sure.
What I'm wondering, too, and again, I think it would clear it up if we saw the at least the evidence that the state has. I think maybe some of the question is, okay, what the argument over, okay, we're using these accounts. We can argue that this we're using this account in a fashion that relates to a police investigation, whereas maybe a group of people would look at it and say, well, no, that's you're crossing the line right there. So I'm wondering.
A little gray area.
Yeah. But again, without, you know, sharing that information that you have on it, it's kind of hard. You can't just say, well, we've got it and we've made that determination and no, you can't look at it. I find it hard to believe that it's that the city itself doesn't at least maybe not completely welcome every single change or at least that process. I would think that they'd want that information to aid in the process of changing the police department for the better.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I believe that. Dan, here's the thing. Adam nailed it. We can't even debate if the information is right. We can't say, well, I see this. Adam sees this. You see this. When the information isn't there. So if you just want to talk about progress in the city of Minneapolis with the police, what is unfair to the police, what has been unfair to the citizens, we can't do this. I mean, how is this going to go forward in a way where those accused of this, within the broadest sense of the police department, are going to feel like, okay, you're right, we did that, or we get vindication, if we're not going to see some of the tangible evidence over a two-year investigation? What other agency do we have with the state or city where they conduct a two-year investigation and offer up some such damning comments, and we say, okay, can you lay it out for us? Nah, just trust us. We got it.
Yeah.
And again, they might be right, but show us.
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to start? I mean, the hypocrisy of this is blinding, right? That the entire point of this investigation is to bring to light things that had been kept loosely under the covers of the MPD for a long time. All the bad behavior, all the, you know, racist policies, so on and so forth. So we're going to shine the light of truth on the Minneapolis Police Department. We're just not going to tell you any of the stuff that we have that shines that particular light. So now we're covering up what we're uncovering from the uncovering of the cover-up. I mean, it just, your mind gets twisted in a pretzel when you try to figure out how this, there's any logic to this whatsoever. And I thought Andy nailed it, you know, in your interview with him, when he said, look at all the people that came out right away and said, no, you know, this is wrong. They're making stuff up. This is just activists. This is wokeism. This isn't anything to do with anything. Well, okay. Here's the evidence. You take a look at it and tell me what's going on. Well, no, we can't do that. No, we can't possibly. All you're doing is feeding the fire of everybody who doesn't actually care what the evidence is, just wants to believe that this none of this is actually happening. And not releasing the evidence only adds fuel to their fire. It's just ridiculous on its face.
Adam, do you see a realistic scenario over the next couple weeks, or maybe it's even a couple months, where the Human Rights Department can continue to say, we're not going to release the information, or, you know, we're taking a look at it?
Well, the failure to turn over that information has stopped the negotiations here, stopped the communication between the state and city. So I don't see how that can continue. I don't see how what kind of scenario where they can just say, okay, this investigation is done for any length of period of time.
Yeah, I don't see how it happens either. You want to chime in through text, you can. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. In fact, I want to pause here so we can get to a few of your texts on this and also some other items on the lighter side, including a Tiger Woods debate, a payphone debate, and a television show that I'm finally up to speed on, which is just amazing. But you want to chime in on this important topic? Listen, Mannix was great. We talked about another segment. We think it's important. I hope enough people keep talking about this so we get some resolution on at least the facts being out there so the debate can take place as opposed to just trust us. That doesn't work, whether it's state and city, especially when it's so important regarding the biggest city and what people have felt about this is how I've been treated for a long time, or the city is unfair to police officers. Now let's see what a two-year investigation develop with actual evidence. What a novel concept, the actual evidence. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.